News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. Wearing bulletproof vests, the four people charged in the deaths of two Kansas women in the Oklahoma Panhandle appeared one at a time for arraignment. The judge denied bail for all of them. Family members and supporters of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were in the courtroom. KOCO reports one had to be restrained as he shouted obscenities at the defendants. Even extra correctional officers brought into the state prison at Hinton say prison officials locked up several inmates in shower stalls, sometimes for days. Seven inmates have now filed suit against the state corrections department over that incident. The inmates had refused cell assignments to 8-man cells, fearing gang violence. In Drumright, residents are on the alert after a backyard camera caught a mountain lion roaming the neighborhood. The big cat walked into a porch light, capturing his image on a camera just a few feet away from the house. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 Wheat Plot Tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.